Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kuya Silver, traded on the CSE under the symbol KUYA, also on the OTCQB under the symbol KUYAF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, David Stein. Now, we're going to be talking about a couple exploration programs that are ongoing right now at the flagship Bethania Silver Mine property in central Peru, as well as the Silver Kings property in Ontario. But we do need to talk about the news, I think, that came out today involving and around that Bethania Silver Mine property, the acquisition of some of the concessions here, mostly to the north and to the south, around what the company already holds in terms of the Bethania project. David, let's start off here and give us a big picture understanding of how the acquisition of these properties plays further into the strategy that you have at this Bethania project, please.
Sure. Happy to be here, Corey. We've been obviously looking for an opportunity to acquire these properties for years now, so very, very thrilled that we're finally able to do it. And as we've been exploring the Bethania silver mine property for the last, you know, several years, we've definitely seen that the vein system, you know, seems to be bigger, seems to trend in some cases off the property. You know, we're very excited to have some of those key, you know, concessions around the mine now in our hands, and that we can, you know, basically expand our exploration program in the immediate vicinity of the mine to further test some of these targets that are, you know, very close to the Bethania mine, but just off of our property. We're formerly off of our property, but now on our property, on our new properties. In addition to that, we also at the same time, you know, acquired some land further to the west, actually towards Carmelita. So essentially we've got, you know, concessions that connect Bethania to Carmelita, as well as a whole bunch of land to the south that's more grassroots exploration, but very very high potential. A lot of other companies were interested in this land as well, so we're thrilled we were able to win an auction in the government, you know, with the government of Peru and get the properties.
Yeah, David, it's pretty exciting news for the company to be able to connect those two properties and also extend where the mineralization extends onto those other properties. Before we dive into, you know, the phase two drill program and, you know, what you've announced recently, why don't we recap what you learned from phase one and why you were interested in these properties in the first place?
Well, in terms of the phase one exploration program, you know, really that encompasses all the work that we did in the first half of this year. So if we start with the surface sampling work that we did, we announced in April, you know, we went off to the east of the mine area into an area that we now call the Hilltop Zone, where there was an artisanal mine called Española Dos. And we discovered a whole bunch of new veins in that area. We sampled them. We got some tremendous results right at surface, including up to 91 ounces per ton silver in the new Santa Elena vein discovery. And then we proceeded to do our drill program, which was more focused back in the mine area. And, you know, that was a huge success. We were able to extend the main veins that have hosted most of the mineralization historically, which would be Doce de Mayo, Española, and Victoria. We were able to extend them at depth, get some really nice high-grade hits at depth along strike. And then we were also able to discover some new veins or add to some of the veins that were known, but really very little known about them in the main mine area. So we, you know, we took the vein, you know, essentially endowment, I guess, from six veins that were known in a previous historical resource to, you know, somewhere around 20, not all of which will fall into a resource, but they're all at a minimum, they're targets that we can follow at depth and a long strike. And some of them may end up in a resource very soon. And then the other thing that we accomplished with that drill program is we found some thicker zones as well. So this is, you know, it's known as a narrow high grade silver mine, but, you know, the exploration previously was limited by the size of the tunnels, because they only defined their mineralization by sampling underground. So when we're able to drill through all the rock, we're able to find some, you know, thicker zones that would be missed if you're just looking underground.
So David, take us through this phase two exploration program then, because that was announced November 15th, and it's 7,000 meters of trenching and then moving into getting drills on the ground here. From my understanding, and it even says within the news release, the main goals here, and the main goal being expanding the resource base. How is that going to be done in this program?
Right. So if phase one was really focused on confirming the historical understanding and of the Bethania mine, then phase two is focused on growth of the resources there. So what we have kind of designed is going to be a multi-month program, starting with surface sampling, because all the veins that we have come right to surface. So we figure that we can learn a lot, especially in terms of some of the new targets, by doing a more detailed surface sampling program, figuring out the orientations of those veins, the widths of them, where the higher grade zones are, you know, because as you know, these high grade silver veins, they can pinch and swell, they can go high grade, you know, not so high grade. So even though they're, you know, they seem simple, they're actually can be a little more complicated when you look at them in detail. So the surface sampling can really help us to determine where the sweet spots are, and then we'll focus the drill program on those sweet spots. Obviously, like Santa Elena, where we're getting the Santa Elena vein, where we're getting 90 ounces per ton silver, that will be a sweet spot, and we'll focus on following that at depth. But I expect that as we do more trenching, we'll find more of those zones. Whereas earlier in the year, it was more or less, just prospecting, where our geologists were looking for things that they could see visually and just taking samples. This program is going to be more, you know, where we're, you know, going to trench every so many meters and really understand everything that's going on there. So it's a more detailed approach, and it's just the beginning. And as I said, once we complete that, we'll design the drill program around basically building, you know, resources in the Hilltop Zone area and also in the main Bethania mine area. We do plan to drill at depth and continue drilling, you know, those veins that I mentioned earlier that have produced most of the production historically. They're still open at depth, you know, and could go hundreds of meters deeper. So we'll start drilling those as well. And then one thing to keep in mind when we talk about, you know, our phase two program now and anything in the future is whatever we do at Bethania, once the crews are done there, we can move them over to Carmelita and do the exact same thing. So once we're done sampling the surface of Bethania, we move the crew over to Carmelita. We start doing sampling there. That's not included in the 7,000 meters. That would be on top of, but we do plan to do that as well. And I think given the veins at Carmelita also come right to surface, and we've mapped them for about a kilometer of strike length, there's a lot of good work to do there to learn more about the veins there before we start going underground and drilling them.
Yeah, David, it's a very fortunate situation to have that mineralization right up at surface like that, where you can do so much good work and low cost work at surface before you get the drills going. One question that comes to mind is, I know you're working on getting the resource estimate out on some of the prior work you've done. I'm assuming some of this won't make it in that resource estimate. It'll be upside beyond there. But how will this overall phase two program potentially change the mine plan or the economics of the project? Could you speak to that for a moment?
Sure. The plant that we have designed and permitted is really geared around the historical resource. So, you know, I think as we start to build resources over and above what has been known historically, which I think we can start doing with phase two, then we start to think about, okay, are we going to expand the mill again and mine production as well to produce more silver? Do we just keep the extend the mine life longer? You know, those are obviously good problems to have, but more than likely we'll look at some type of modest expansion to Bethania. And yeah, I mean, given what we're seeing with, you know, with what we knew about already, plus the new properties that we've just acquired, I think, you know, the Bethania project has, you know, huge potential, much, much more than what we will have in the, you know, the initial resource. So, you know, I expect it to get a lot bigger, and I do expect more than likely we'll be expanding the mill, you know, in the next few years.
So before we leave this project and talk about the Silver Kings project, we've been talking a lot about exploration here at Bethania, but even as you guys alluded to in that last question, this is also a near-term development or even production play, if you want to classify it as that. How are you balancing that out then, David? What do you want investors to view this project as you are ongoing with exploration, but you do have that ability to start up mining fairly quickly?
Yeah, I mean, this mine was toll milling, you know, a high grade silver polymetallic ore up until 2016. And, you know, our plan is to build our own mill and start up production at a higher rate. And we're still, you know, working toward that. So, I mean, at this stage, we could potentially have production starting towards the end of next year, you know, based on, you know, what needs to happen between now and then in order to get into production. So, I mean, in terms of how I see this being, you know, or should be viewed by investors is really, you know, it's a pretty unique story where I think investors get essentially two ways to win. They should win when we develop the Bethania mine and as we get it closer to production and de-risk it and sort of run through all the various milestones between, you know, now and first pour, first production, the company should get more and more valuable as we get closer and closer to production. Then likewise, our exploration program, you know, can run almost independently of that and is going to be adding value through mainly through resource growth. You know, we've got a lot of targets that we can, you know, turn into resources with further work, sampling at surface and then followed by drilling. So and then beyond that, we've also just got the, you know, the mine area itself, which is open along strike and at depth. So we've got some low hanging fruit there to drill and grow resources. So I think with the resource growth and the, you know, the exploration potential with Bethania, it's essentially like another way to win for investors. So I think it's a really, you know, unique story where there's multiple ways for investors to see value increasing in the company over the coming year, regardless of what happens in the macro environment.
Well, David, just one more question on this methodology before we move on to the other project. You have some of those new areas like the Hilltop Zone where you've got that Samantha vein, the Daniela vein, the Mercedes vein, the Española workings. Would that be like a satellite of the main mining area that would support that mill? And then how would Carmelita figure into that as well? Would it be more of like a hub and spoke methodology where you have multiple areas feeding the beast? How do you envision that kind of all pulling together?
And I think with the Hilltop area, you know, it's only 500 meters away from the edge of our mine workings underground. So, the area, the 500 meters or so, maybe it's a little less than that in between, is still unexplored. So we think as we explore, you know, the Bethania mine to the east and moving the Hilltop Zone to the west, they're basically going to become the same thing. It's just going to become a bigger Bethania mine. So I see the Hilltop Zone is just going to be, you know, feeding the Bethania mill and probably connecting underground with a separate adit coming in from the east. With the Carmelita area, that is about 3 kilometers away, but it is 3 kilometers mostly in a pretty flat valley, easily truckable. And so I do see that as essentially a satellite mining operation that would feed the Bethania mill, you know, if successful in terms of developing resources there.
Okay, thank you for answering all those questions on the Bethania project. Let's now talk about the news release that came out November 10th. That is the second drill program at the Silver Kings property. Now, this property is under a JV. You guys have the option to earn 70% in this project from First Cobalt. The program, about 2,000 meters is planned, over 2,000 meters is planned. Take us through what the goals are for this drill program at Silver Kings, please.
Sure. I mean, this is, you know, really a separate project for us within the Silver Kings, the bigger Silver Kings project. But here we're really looking for to make a new discovery. So what we've done is we've taken an area that is very close to a past producer where we see similar geology sort of carrying off to the south. And we've designed, you know, a drill program to test some theories there that the mineralization could extend to the south. And, you know, these sort of clusters of high-grade silver veins in the Cobalt camp historically can be, you know, anywhere from, you know, 20 to 100 million ounces. So that's the sort of the order of magnitude that we'd be looking for with a new discovery here. And, you know, it's part of a joint venture that's intended to go on for several years. So we're really in the early days there, but we're excited about it. There's a lot of reason to think that there is a lot more silver to be discovered, especially in the southern area where we're drilling right now. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what we can do there.
Well, David, just real quick before we wrap up, you had mentioned in the press release on the Silver Kings that you're excited about that Oxbow area. What has you excited about that target in particular?
Well, a number of things. First of all, you know, we've developed a model ourselves, or I guess in conjunction with all the, you know, the historical work there's been lots and decades of historical work, obviously. But what we're putting together, our team, is that you really want not only the right geological host rock, but you also want structures in there. And so we see a really tight folding in that area, which is a good sign. We see the right rock types that host the world-class silver deposits further to the north, you know, closer to the town of Cobalt. We see some fault structures that seem to carry on from the Silver Center area, which is immediately to the north, which produced more than 20 million ounces, you know, back in the day.
All right, David, we're going to wrap it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Two exploration programs ongoing, plus the new acquisition of that land around the Bethania property. There's a lot going on with Kuya Silver. So, David, we'll be having you back on as more news is released on these exploration programs. So, David, thank you for your time. Appreciate the update, and keep us up to date on future news.
Will do. Thanks, Corey.